Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello and welcome back to Behind the Business. I am not Ken Goodman. I'm Harry Porter, General Manager of the Sentinel Record. I'm filling in for Ken during the holidays. And we are pleased to have Elik Mouton, owner of M3 Services, here with us. And Elik, what is M3 Services? What do you guys do?
M3 Services is an HVAC and electrical contracting company, but we focus primarily on energy efficiency. We can do all the things that any general contracting HVAC company or electrical company can do. We just choose to focus on the energy reduction side of it as our way to market.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about you. How did you start out in your professional life? What were you doing?
Okay, so I graduated from Lakeside High School a long, long time ago. Went into the military right after high school and had zero intentions of ever coming back to Hot Springs, Arkansas. This was my life was going to take me someplace else. So after I retired from the military in 2011, the opportunity to come back to Arkansas was there, but we're still staying put. My wife's a defense contractor for the Navy. Oh, wow. My son's in elementary school at the time. And we had a daughter that was getting ready to graduate. She was a junior when I retired. So we weren't leaving Florida anytime soon. But the schools weren't very good for our son. So once our daughter graduated, we started recognizing that he's special needs, ADHD. And it's probably a long answer.
Oh, that's all right. That's what podcasts are for.
His ADHD and the school's expectation where we were in Florida weren't really working to where we thought he was going to get the education he needed to go forward. And our relationship with Lakeside High School or Lakeside School District, we started asking some of our friends and colleagues that were still working at Lakeside involved, and they said, how soon can you get your son here? So to make a really long story short, we came here to get our child into a better education situation. He's now at junior or sophomore in high school, making the honor roll, doing all the things we hoped he would do. So that was the real reason we came, and that's the success story. Our son is going to get a great education.
Right.
Our two daughters are grown and both live in Chattanooga. One is married, and we have our granddaughter. Her name is Scarlett. Uh-huh. So we have Amber and Ashley and Daniel and Scarlett living in Chattanooga, and my wife Jen and I with Andre living here. But again, we never thought we were coming
right.
here.
Right.
So all the eating of crow, I'd bought a house two doors down from my parents. We completely boomerang right back to the spot where I said I was never coming back to.
Very cool.
But how M3 came to be, my wife's company allowed her to take her job and work from home. So that was an easy move to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Son's in a school that's doing well for him. Wife's job was, just pretty much change where her office was. Mm-hmm. But there's not much need for an F-15 mechanic or a weapons, a missile and bombs evaluation specialist in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So finding a place for me was difficult. I've got a skill set, I've got a capability to do a lot of things, but it was just, and I think sometimes I don't really work well for others. So out of an accident, I was hired to work for a company here in town. It was an HVAC company as an operations director. And in my world from the military, an operations director that's a big thing. Right. You got an important project. In the HVAC world, the operations director is the person that answers the phone and schedules the customer that called with a technician to come out and do a job. And I mean, it's a necessary job, but it just wasn't
right.
It wasn't what I was thinking of. And, pretty quickly, I'm maybe a little overskilled for this job, but also I learned from there that there's all these energy programs provided by Entergy Arkansas or SWEPCO Arkansas, these different utilities that are offered to homeowners and bill payers. And talking with my wife and talking with some of the providers, there was a way to make a business out of just that. Hmm. So this is how M3 really emerged to what it's doing now. We, you know, we got it, we licensed up in May of 2019. We did our first job in July of 2019, and it's, you know, we kind of hit the ground running from there. Stephanie Nahus, Dr. Nahus from Hot Springs School District, she was a high school friend of mine, and I begged her, I said, I promised I will take really good care of your stuff, but can I do this for Hot Springs School District? So my first contract with M3 Services was for Hot Springs School District.
Wow.
And I, you know, always have a lot of thanks to Stephanie and to Rodney Eccles. He was pretty much the person I responded to or answered to in the project, but that was jumping off of the high dive into a very deep pool.
Oh, absolutely.
And but because of their support, we've done over 15% of the schools in the state of Arkansas since July of 2019. We saved tons and tons of energy. It's been unique, but all strictly by accident. I'm not an HVAC guy by trade. I'm like most people that is, you know, if it stops cooling in the summer, I'm disappointed, and if it stops heating in the winter, I'm extra disappointed.
Right.
So, but I've learned a lot in the last 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. But my technicians are the ones that luckily know what they're doing.
And y'all kind of really grown. I think I saw on your website you guys did this for the governor's mansion here.
Yes, sir.
So y'all are really helping people save on a lot of different levels, from the individual house all the way up to a school district, a company. I'm assuming you can do it at any level.
Absolutely. So July of 2019, the first time we ever turned a wrench on something. The following March is COVID. You know, and we're busy. We were busy up until COVID. We were doing a project for the school district in Bryant. And COVID hits the week before spring break, and everybody doesn't know what to do. And, you know, one of the superintendents there pretty much, nice as can be, hands me the keys and told me good luck. You know, we don't know if Armageddon is going to happen, if it's, you know, things are going to look like Dune at the end of all this, but I've got the keys. I've got 7 or 8 guys on this job site, and I'm like, we'll just keep doing what we're doing, you know, until somebody tells us to lock up. Right. So COVID was the beginning of a lot of other catalysts, or was the catalyst to a lot of other things that we pushed forward into, because we were cleaning air conditioners, and we did not think that cleaning air conditioners improves your air quality. Improving your air quality was something that helped mitigate the COVID virus from getting through the building, and we still didn't know how to spell COVID.
Right,
I mean, we're March 20th, scrubbing units at, you know, one of the Bryant Middle School locations, and we just kept our heads down. And at one point we were the only vehicles going east to west out of Hot Springs, because everybody had shut down. My guys would bring their lunches, they would do all this work. But we got the attention of a company called Curtis Stout, based out of Little Rock, and their CEO, his name is Ron Smith, and they spent a lot of time in the lighting industry. It's a 75-year-old company in the lighting industry, but they heard what we were doing in the energy industry, and through a colleague here, actually Clay Farrar is the one that introduced me to Mr. Smith, and it was mainly just a, you know, you two guys need to meet. Well, 6 months later, COVID happens, and then next thing you know, we're I've got this very capable company saying, we want to work with you in indoor air quality, and what's that? Mm-hmm. So that's where the governor's mansion came from. This mentorship with this company put us in front of customers that a year and a half old business, or a year old business, shouldn't really be in front of.
Right.
And so we did a project for the governor's mansion, and then from there it was Alabama Veterans Administration, Arkansas Veterans Administration, Arkansas Department of Corrections. We've done a lot of indoor air quality projects in those very, very high profile entities, and every one of my guys was pleased to do that.
Right.
Every one of my guys got to see the inside of every prison in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
And I think to have a 19-year-old young person walking through a place like Cummins, where, you know, they have the death chamber, you know, Varner has the death row inmates.
Right.
It really got their attention quick, and it's like the perfect way to scare your guys straight.
Absolutely.
And but they know they were doing a good thing for people that could not escape.
Right.
something like COVID running through the buildings.
Right. And air quality control, I'm sure, is something that's on top of everybody's mind right now. I mean, it can do a lot of things, not necessarily COVID-related, but you were talking about earlier some things that it's actually secondary things you didn't even think of, but has really helped people in other areas. Talk a little bit about that.
So air, when we went into the air quality piece, it was strictly our measure to combat COVID. We didn't know anything else than that, and we were very effective. So effective, and getting to your answer, when we were in the height of the Delta and the Omicron variant last year, the state of Arkansas was putting out the daily reports of how many cases we had. I think we're roughly a 3.5 million person state, and we constantly stated about a 3% infected rate across the state through the Delta and Omicron variant. The Department of Corrections, we finished all the Department of Correction facilities in November of 2021, height of the Delta and Omicron. They were less than 0.1% infected rate in the incarcerated population. And this was based on the Department of Health's reports. And so that was our ammunition to say, this something is working. And the only thing different between the rest of the state and these guys is these devices were put inside of every one of their air conditioners. Immediately, the prisons were saying the smell was better. And that's a feat, you know, to make things smell better in a prison is a deal. But they did start seeing less respiratory concerns. And, you know, we're all focused on COVID. But to answer your question, we started seeing some other ancillary benefits that we didn't know these devices produce. We were strictly focused on COVID. Less flu, less call outs for asthmatic issues or dust issues, and, you know, because the devices were rendering dust heavy, basically wouldn't float through the air. And then now with you see all these stories about RSV throughout the nation, we did a project for a company called LHC, Louisiana Home Health, out of Lafayette, Louisiana, their headquarters. And it's a pretty big office facility. They have, you know, hundreds of men and women working in cubicles and doing all these things to prepare for the corporate piece of this. And I was talking with one of their directors yesterday, and they said their RSV counts are down to very, very low in their facility. There's nothing to stop you from bringing something in the building.
Right.
But they don't have a lot of call-outs for respiratory issues. And so this was just yesterday we asked the question, but we're launching a study into seeing if, you know, how much more benefits these indoor air quality metrics have for schools, for physiological productivity inside the building. We're not scientists, but it's, you know, the math is the math. And, you know, is it trust the data? If the data is there, then I think we have an argument to say there's more to just combating COVID to make the air quality safer and healthier inside a facility.
Wow.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So, with all of these things going, sounds like you've got a huge operation, lots of things on your plate. Like most business owners today, myself included, business managers and owners, finding people is a challenge. How do you keep staff? How do you find people to take on these jobs?
I train them. And as far as the people that I have three guys that have been with me since the very beginning. We've added since. I put their needs first was the first step. We do a lot of work in training guys and make their because I don't want to do the work. Right. I can't do the work that these guys can do. But I've invested a lot of time personally in making sure that, you know, they had what they needed to get to work. They had the tools they needed, but also, you know, having a meal with them, getting to know these people. So the first thing was making sure my employees really, really know that they're part of a team, they're part of somebody that we care about, and we want to grow something with them. There's so many people that spend a lot of time training a person, developing an employee, but they really don't buy into that employee on the emotional level. And I don't, and people tell me I'm crazy for this, but I would allow any one of my employees to watch my home, watch my children. I would, you know, I could watch the till, do anything, and I know that they're gonna they're honest and forthcoming, and they're going to take care of the business and our relationship as friends. But then there was go find the next guy,
right,
the next guy,
that's the
and
challenge.
The next guy. The other piece, workforce development is a huge issue for everyone, I think, nationwide. I've been to some, we did a DC fly-in last year with the Chamber of Commerce, and that was the big questions that everybody asked asked our representatives in DC was workforce. It's on top of everybody's mind. We've got wonderful programs here in the state of Arkansas, and they're represented here in the city of Hot Springs at the Workforce Development and the Workforce Innovation Forces. And it was an untapped resource because most people will traditionally get employees help wanted sign on the door, Indeed.com. And whoever walks through the door with that application, they may or may not interview them. A lot of the people that use the workforce development programs don't necessarily know, maybe not have the mobility to get to driving up and down the street and seeing those signs in your door, may not have the technology to get to the Indeed.coms. But they can get to the Workforce Development Center. And from there, that was another piece of how we found unskilled labor, but we taught them up. So in that one part, I hired a couple of guys on the very beginning, and we just duked our way through this, and we figured it out, and they've been with me ever since. We hired some skilled people, you know, that knew a lot more about air conditioning and a lot more about electrical, and then we're like, okay, we're pretty good on the knowledge piece. Let's develop some inexperience and see if we can build from there. And we're now, we have three persons that we've found through the Workforce Development Center. One person is actually now a full-time employee with us. Another person will time out of the program in January and will become a full-time employee with us. And the third person just started with us last week.
Wow.
So, I think we might have licked the workforce development issue personally because we started working with the vocational rehabilitation programs in North Little Rock to try and get veterans back to work, people leaving the service back to work. Also working with workforce development to find inmates that have had that are coming into the workforce that have, you know, whatever their crime was, when they come out and become a no longer incarcerated person, their skill sets. We learned a lot when we worked in the prisons last year that there are plumbers, electricians, carpenters, HVAC guys doing their best just to keep their home running. And that's a skill set that we can use here. Now, we do a lot of work on schools. There are certain people's past that we couldn't hire to be able to do that work in our primary customer's area. But other men and women that are coming out of those places need jobs.
Right.
And we're basically, we solved our workforce program by doing a little less traditionally, working with the programs that the state and federal government have already provided. And we're seeking people that are hungry. They want a job.
Right.
But, and the final thing is we're paying them well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there that you're inexperienced, you're only worth minimum wage. Well, that's maybe true in some cases in a fast food situation or bagging a grocery situation, but that was a job for me when I was 16.
Right.
The job that these people are doing is a job for me when I graduated from high school, and there's a pay that is commensurate to that. And we've done that. All of our employees make at or above the median income for the state of Arkansas, for Hot Springs, because we're, you know, they can, they're worth it for starters, and we don't want them to leave.
Right.
You know, we train them. We think if we, you know, if we pay them this well, the next employer may not see the value in them that we do, and therefore they're going to be making less.
Absolutely. Well, that's very commendable, and that's something I can tell you personally. I'll be checking into that for some stuff we've got to feel here at
so
the Sentinel Record.
I will gladly, you know, make that introduction for those. I mean, it's, and I think that's it. I've talked to some other business colleagues of mine that were waiting right. Guinea pig me to see, you know. I was 18 years old when I joined the military. They taught me how to be an F-15 mechanic. I didn't know how to do that before,
right.
So most people I know, unless they worked with their mothers or fathers in the industry, did not know how to be an AC guy or a car mechanic or anything else. Someone has to teach you. You have to take the time to teach them. And once you've taken the time to teach them, make them want to stay.
Right.
Or give them the tools that if they move past from you, they're moving up or lateral at a minimum. There's no moving down for them anymore.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what would you say is the favorite, your most favorite thing about what you do on a daily basis?
We talked about this yesterday at my house. I had my guys over for lunch. We did a Thanksgiving lunch. Mm-hmm. We have 14, 15 people in the company from the top down. They were out there shooting hoops, throwing football. They were splitting wood. They wanted to see who could split the wood the best. I mean, yeah. I felt guilty because they were splitting my wood, and I was like, "This is awesome." But I've built more than a company. I've built a group of people. They travel so much. A lot of times, they're staying in an Airbnb or a VRBO where we're going. So these guys work together, live together, eat together, play together. They're supervisors down to the lowest, you know, the newest employee. And they get along like they're brothers and sisters. They've been working, you know, this is, so my favorite thing about this company is I didn't build a company. I built a team of friends that happen to do a job. Mm-hmm. And the more I can do that, the more I can replicate. I experienced it all the way through my military career. We had our differences, but at the end of the day, I can call any of my former military buddies and it would be like we were just there together yesterday. Some of my guys are veterans. Some of my guys are, you know, they just graduated high school a year ago. But my favorite thing about what I do is the relationships we've created with our employees and the buy-in that they have with one another.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. I know you and I were talking before we got started here, and you've got an event coming up this week.
Yes, sir.
We'd like you to talk a little bit about that.
So we're hosting a Lunch and Learn at the Chamber of Commerce on the 29th of December. And the goal was to get businesses to come and visit and see what these utility programs and these energy reduction programs that are out there that are available to them, everything from thermostat replacement to air conditioning tune-ups, and to pretty much tell our local businesses the work that we're doing throughout the state and beyond is a lot more work we should be promoting here in Hot Springs. So we are hosting any businesses, preferably folks that, you know, recognize their electricity bills probably stink right now and would like for their electricity bill to stink a little less. We have most of our programs that we do for people, we don't collect an invoice from our customer. The utility company pays for all of our services to the point where there's enough volume for us to make money and not charge the customer.
Right.
And we would like to get that. We would like to get that out to our community of business owners and businesses here in Hot Springs.
Fantastic. So if someone listening to this wants to get in touch with you at M3 Services, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
Oh, gosh. So I know we have an email, and I know we have an office phone number, so I'm going to tell you. I brought a card in so I can answer that question. Our office email is pretty simple. It's office@m3svs.com, and it's S as in Sam, V as in Victor, S as in Sam.com. But we also have an office phone where it is 501-991-4822. And that is, office@m3svs.com is our email address. And then the phone number is 501-991-4822.
And your website is m3svs.com.
Yes, sir.
And they can contact you through there. I'm
contact sure. us through there. We're hosting it at the Chamber of Commerce here in Hot Springs. It's open to all businesses that are interested in, you know, hopefully somebody comes and gains enough knowledge and they want to share that with other businesses. And we want to, you know, we're going to continue to do our work beyond the state of Arkansas and within the state. But we want to try and we want to improve our footprint here in town to share with our neighbors what we can do and what we can do for them.
Fantastic, fantastic. Our guest today has been Alec Mouton, owner of M3 Services here in Hot Springs, and y'all are doing some exciting things over there. And we appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.